This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
We are heading to our next story, where a new court for special marriages, child custody and NAFCA will take off in May. It'll have the power to confiscate the property of any man who fails to provide for his ex-wife.
Religious Affairs Minister Mujahid Yusof Rawa, who is just really in the news today, said the court was now in the final process of getting the views of various parties on its administration before it's tabled to the cabinet. Said parties are the Attorney General, the Finance Ministry and the Women, Family and Community Development Ministry.
He said the court was a reflection of the government's commitment to protect the rights of women who have been neglected by their ex-husbands. He also gave a rough timeline of this process. In 2 weeks, this proposal will be presented to the cabinet, and after that it'll take another 2 to 3 weeks before it's approved.
And I suppose just for some context in terms of why this court is needed and the kinds of cases and situations that are thrown up, there is a free legal clinic called Telenisa. It's operated by Sisters in Islam. And last year they received 576 clients and they were dealing with various marriage issues. And among some of those issues that were talked about, you know, in 2018, over 25% of marriage breakdowns handled by Telenisa were a result of domestic violence, sexual violence and substance abuse. So I think that it will be good to have a space in which these complaints can be handled in a way that is both sensitive to the needs of the people in the relationships, as well as sensitive to the cultural matters that pop up whenever you talk about these things.
Yeah, and it's nice that there's actually an avenue now for these specific issues, because I feel like the Sharia courts at the moment might be facing an overburdening number of cases. So I think before we move on further, we will be speaking to Majida Hashim, a communications manager at Sisters in Islam, after this. So if you have any thoughts about this story and how it might impact you, call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. This is the Evening Edition.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
It's the Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin. We're talking about a new court for special marriages, child custody and NAFCA that will take off in May. So we're now joined by Majida Hashim, the communications manager at Sisters in Islam. Majida, thanks for joining us. What potential impact will this new court have?
Yeah, so we at Sisters in Islam are very happy with the announcement, and we welcome the announcement with the existence of this new court. There are a lot of cases out there which has to do with marriage issues and issues which were announced, like Hadana and NAFCA, and a lot of them are backlogged at the Sharia court. And some of these cases go on not just for weeks and months, but can go on for years. Also, because where it comes to family matters, such as marriage and divorce, and then ex-parents fighting over custody for children, and women who need to claim for ex-husbands who don't pay NAFCA for her children, there is a certain sort of sensitivity around these kind of issues. We feel that when there is a court that specializes in it, that there would be specialized policies and also judges who are trained to properly hear these cases, and also lawyers who are trained to handle these cases. So we feel that having this court, better attention can be given towards these kinds of issues where the sensitivities are concerned. And if it's able to accelerate the speed where these cases get processed, it will help a lot of people in Malaysia.
Right. And Religious Affairs Minister Mujahid Yusof Rawa has said that establishing this court would help to fulfil its commitment to protect the rights of women which have been neglected by their ex-husbands. Talk to us more about how exactly this court would be able to do that.
Yeah. In cases, for example, when women are in abusive relationships or in relationships which are very, very toxic, and she needs to initiate a divorce, for example, sometimes the proceedings can go on for a very long time, and pending while waiting for that kind of judgment to happen or the divorce to happen, she needs to find a proper shelter, she needs to be able to take care of her children. So these kind of courts can pay special attention for those kinds of cases. There are also a lot of cases backlogged which have to do with NAFCA, for example, where husbands, ex-husbands fail to provide maintenance for the wife and children. And some of the methods that have been proposed by YB Mujahid, for example, freezing the assets of the ex-husband and or having auto-deducting of the nafkah from his bank account are things that will ensure that the nafkah is paid. Getting a court order right now for the husband to pay is not the difficult part. The difficult part is enforcing it and getting that going consistently. And then when, if in the cases like a lot of it now, it doesn't happen, she has to go again to court, Sharia court, and file, open another file and say that he has defaulted, and then wait for, and she has to go up and down the courts again and again. So hopefully having a court that specializes just on these kinds of issues and doesn't have to worry about other things that Sharia looks at will be able to give better justice to women, especially when, you know, children still need to eat every day. If you are defaulting a nafkah for 1 month, it means that she is stretched, or the children don't get fed, or the rent doesn't get paid. So it has real life implications when things like this don't fall through.
What are the flaws in the current justice system when it comes to issues that pertain to marriage and child custody?
Yeah, one of the weaknesses of the current system is the enforcement itself. And one of the reasons why this happens is because there are so many cases. And because also you have judges who don't specialize in the intricacies when it comes to marriage issues or divorce issues. So when you have all these elements and many of these things are happening at the same time, you don't have focus. When you have a court like this that has focus, then you can come down hard on enforcement. And enforcement is something that we really feel that must be the focus of this court.
So would you have any idea at the moment about how the government might go about setting up the mechanisms for this new court and the types of powers that it would have?
For us, we are actually, we've got the same question as you. We are very interested to know how these courts will function, what will the special powers of these courts be, and how will they make sure that the different states follow the same kind of policy. Because one of the problems we have now is family laws, they differ slightly from state to state, and that is a problem. We recommend for the government to have workshops or forums where there can be open, constructive discussions between the government and CSOs such as us, and also public consultation, so that we can contribute to the discussion, but also we're interested to know how it's going to affect us. As you know, we have a free legal helpline called Talanisa, where people call us to ask about what their rights are when it comes to Islamic family law and Sharia criminal offences. And so we have many years of data on the kind of issues that men and women face when it comes to marriage issues and the issues that are mentioned by YB Mujahid himself, like Hadana and Nafka. And we also we have compiled from our clients themselves their stories of the obstacles that they face when they go to Sharia courts to work on their marriage issues and divorce issues. So we are very interested in working together with the government to come up with policies and to come up with ways and methods to make sure that the court addresses real problems that affect real people on the ground.
Would these new courts have any bearing or say over the more controversial issues of child marriage?
So when it comes to child marriage, we are yet to see coming out from the government or actually any states what the SOP would be for the child marriage. And where we stand, we believe that we have to raise the age of marriage. It's 18 years old for boys, for girls, for Muslims, non-Muslims, with no exceptions, because we feel that if you're younger than 18, then you just shouldn't get married regardless of what the reasons are. And we know that some states have signed up to this, but some states are finding it difficult. But even among the states who have signed up to this, they want to have exceptions. So they want to come up with lists of SOPs and criteria that are very, very strict before they would allow child marriage. Again, we are be very interested to work with the government or the states in coming up with these guidelines, but so far we've not seen the SOPs, so we are not able to comment whether or not these methods or these SOPs are sufficient or how effective they will be. And until we see that, our stance is still that there should not be any exceptions.
We have heard cases of women going to court without proper representation, which, of course, can end up having an adverse outcome, you know, when it comes to the case itself. Are there enough Sharia lawyers to help women who aren't, for whatever reason, able to access proper legal advice?
Yeah, so this is where the discussion begins on how we can develop mechanisms that will help women in a very real way, where it comes to resolving their issues, where it comes to marriage, divorce, nafkah, hazanah, and all of this. We feel that if mechanisms are put into place to accord these women with lawyers and proper legal advisory, that will be very, very helpful, because as it stands now, if you can't afford a lawyer, you have to represent yourself. And lawyers can be very expensive, but they can also be, that we've also received complaints where it comes to lawyers, Sharia lawyers, like them giving inappropriate advice to clients, they're arriving late to hearings, or just lawyers disappearing halfway through the trial. So if there is a mechanism that is put in order to provide lawyers to people who, whether or not they can afford it or not, but at least have that option to have a lawyer, this is where discussions begin, and we really want to be part of that discussions, because we think that giving them proper access to justice is a great idea.
Majida, thanks very much for weighing in. That was Majida Hashim, Communications Manager at Sisters in Islam, speaking about the new Special Marriage, Child Custody and Nafkah Court that is about to be put in place come May. And as Majida mentioned, Sisters in Islam does have a helpline to offer free legal advice called Telenisa. You can call them at 7960-8802 or find details on their website, sistersinislam.org.my. Keep those messages coming. Call us at 7733-2900. Text us at 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.